Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen. And this is... You're the co-host, so just say your name, you know?
Caroline Moss.
Hi, Caroline Moss.
Hi, Jen.
This is so fun. Caroline's the host of Gee Thanks, Just Bought It, a podcast that is amazing that you should subscribe to immediately. She's also a writer and author. She's the co-author of Hey Ladies, which is an excellent title.
Thank you.
And then you also have that series of books, Work It Girl.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me for this.
You're very welcome. Okay, so here's how it's going to go. We're going to do a little bit of beauty news science corner.
Mm.
Then we're going to interview you, get to know you, steal all of your secrets.
Okay.
I want to hear best beauty products. Like, I already know some from your show because you do a really great job covering that stuff.
Thank you.
But we'll get more. And then we'll talk about like the phenomenon of viral products that go cult favorite, gangbusters. Sometimes we know why, sometimes we don't.
Sure.
Are you into it?
I'm so into it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, it's time for the beauty news. I decided I wouldn't subject Caroline to this because I'm doing a little something different. Last week, I skipped Jen's Science Corner, and good Lord, you guys were not happy. I got a bunch of DMs. People were like, where was Science Corner? I didn't realize Science Corner was like, I thought you were all just indulging me, but it seems like you like it. So I'm doubling down and sharing two interesting things that I've been reading up on. The first is the company Givaudan. It's a fragrance house. They just acquired Merisi. This company, Merisi, based on deep learning technology and artificial intelligence, they're able to match what a consumer thinks a smell should look like, what kind of mood it should have, to really high degree of efficiency. So, for example, have you ever smelled something like a body lotion and it's in a yellow bottle and maybe the lotion is tinted yellow? And then, for example, you smell it and it's peppermint and it just puts you off. Like, that's not what you expected to come out of that yellow bottle or that bottle with that particular size or color on it. This company specializes in making fragrances more understandable by their visual perception. And I think that's really interesting. Obviously, Givaudan wanted to buy them because they can use this technology to help market fine fragrances, household fragrances. I mean, think about when you look at a perfume, if the bottle looks a certain way and the color of the juice is a certain thing, you expect the scent to be in line with that. And when it's not, it might not end up being as popular a fragrance. And even though there's not really a lot of science to show what colors we think things should be, this company has found a way to do it just by cross-analyzing all these databases. So I am now going to like stalk the people over at Marisi to see if they're willing to share some of their secrets as to like what fragrances line up with which moods, attitudes, colors, and things like that. But in the meantime, just something for you to look into, and I will link to the news on the blog. And then, okay, now we're going deep. Bear with me. We're going to talk about parasites. Okay. University College London researchers just published this review paper in the journal eLife, and it's reviewing all of the research there is right now on parasites and the positive effects they can have on our bodies. Bear with me. This isn't as crazy as it sounds. They report that parasitic worms could be an anti-inflammaging therapy. If anti-inflammaging sounds familiar, remember we talked about it on our podcast with Los Angeles. That's something that can lead to all sorts of health problems. And in our world, this beauty world, things like eczema or redness or even wrinkles are caused by low-grade inflammation. So what this research is showing is that, okay, think about it this way. You know how we talk about good bacteria, you need it to keep your skin healthy, to keep your gut healthy. They're saying that parasites might have evolved along with us to do some of the similar things. And there's evidence to show that that's true. For example, in cultures where health myth parasites, which are things like flukes, tapeworms, and nematodes. I know it sounds gross. I'm sorry. Where in cultures where those are still prevalent, people tend to have less inflammatory conditions such as asthma and eczema. Sure, that's like a correlation. It's not a causation, but there's other research they look into that shows that it actually might be a causation. So they hypothesize that eventually we could use helminths, as they're called, this type of parasite, to help with inflammation-causing problems. So in my head, I was like, oh my God, am I going to stick a tapeworm on my face to get rid of wrinkles? Maybe not necessarily, because they also say they might manipulate the host and apply it therapeutically. So they'll find out why the tapeworm is beneficial and then figure out how to put that into a cream that could make you age less. Because honestly, even the authors talk about this, there's still a gross out factor with this whole idea of parasites being good for you. I mean, who wants to think about tapeworm? And like, nobody's going to buy tapeworm moisturizer for their face or tapeworm inhalator for their asthma. Is inhalator a word? You know what I'm trying to say. But really, it's not as gross as you think. And now that we've all become comfortable with the idea of good bacteria, maybe eventually we'll become comfortable with the idea of good parasites. And I think that's really cool. So I'm going to link to that paper so you can look to it too. Check out some pictures of nematodes if that's what you're into. Now, Caroline, if you're listening back to your episode, we're done with that. Let's get into the fun stuff. Let's talk about shopping. Let's talk about your pod. I'm so ready for it. Okay. I know a little bit about you from listening to your podcast, but I want the Fat Mascara listeners, which by the way, I'm trying to call the Fat Mascara fam, and they call themselves that. So I'm just going to go with it.
I like that.
I want them to know you too. So can you tell us, why'd you start this podcast?
So it's so interesting. I'm like, well, maybe it's not interesting. So a few summers ago, I was working freelance and I was writing like all day long. I had hit a rhythm for a while. This is not how I operate all the time, and definitely not in the last year, mental health wise, can't do it. But I was getting into this rhythm where I was really getting up at like 7 a.m. and I was just hammering for like 8 hours, 9 hours. And, you know, my Fitbit at the time.
We all
like,
love that for you. Right? Really,
thank
you, Caroline.
You so much. It lasts. And I'm like, there was a point in time. I'm telling you, it lasted maybe 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
But my Fitbit would be like, you got 24 steps today. And I was like, shit, like, I need to. But I mean, like, when you're in the zone, you know, it's really hard to leave the zone because you're like, what if I never get back into the zone? It's totally possible. So I started researching ways to move or to like get my body going while maintaining my 8 hours of writing a day. Again, this lasted 2.5 weeks. I didn't really need to be doing all this research. But I ended up coming across something I didn't know existed on Amazon, which is an under the desk elliptical. And it is a elliptical, but just the pedals. And you put it under your desk and while you're sitting and working, you can pump your legs. And I was like, this is genius because my Fitbit won't scream at me anymore for getting 19 steps a day for like the 2 times I went to the bathroom. And I can feel like I'm doing something, but I don't have to leave the apartment. Again, like just being like, wow, like all, you know, it's one of those things you look at and you're like, oh my God, this purchase might, that might be it. My life just might be perfect after this. This is going to be the thing. This is going to be the thing that changes my life. It was like $90.
Was it? Okay.
It was great. It was really great. So I was super excited about it. And I tweeted about it and I made a wire cutter joke. And I was like, I'm the wire caro, like buy this, you know, elliptical. And then it like kind of, I don't know, people like started paying attention to it. And like a bunch of people were like, oh my God, I bought that elliptical. I love that elliptical. Like, what else are you buying? And I was like, well, this is something like, that's interesting. Like, wow, people care. And I had built like a Twitter following over time just from working at different media publications and writing. And like, so, you know, I had a little bit of an audience, but no one had ever really come to me on that platform being like, tell me about your under the desk
influence me, right, Caroline.
Exactly. So then, but I'm also just the queen of like, let me like, I'll buy this. I'll see if it works. I'm not afraid of a return. You know, like I know a lot of people are like, if I buy something, I'm never going to return it. That's not me. I'm fine with it. So I just started buying things and I was like, you know, what else can I buy to make my life like easier and better? And like, what can I tell people about? So the thread ended up taking off and I, and Dory and Kate, Forever 35, like reached out and Dory was like, you should do a YouTube channel, like unboxing. And I was like, Dory, I'm 30 years old, like at the time. And I was like, I'm 30, like I'm not. Like, I'm not going to be a YouTuber. I can't do it. I don't own a ring light. I didn't at the time anyway. And I was like, I can't do it. And I was like, but if you ever want to do a product recommendation podcast, call me. And then like 3 weeks later, they were like, let's talk about this. So
yeah,
they took me on into their network, which is now growing. I was the first podcast they brought in. And so we just started Do Things, Just Bought It. And I thought, you know, I not only do I want to talk about what I bought and what I loved, but I want to talk to my friends and ask them how they're spending their money and what they buy. And the point of the podcast is like, I don't want you to even bring your like sexiest purchases. I want you to bring like,
yes.
I want you to bring like the weird $8 crap that you buy that like actually makes your life better. And such a good example of this is Erica Mills, who is a Instagrammer. She brought this like drain plug that plugs into the emergency drain part of your bath. So, you know, you get into a bath and then,
okay,
and then you put, you know, the drain is up. So the water stops, but if it gets to a certain height, like something will kick in and then like lower it 4 inches.
Yes.
And so it was like ruining her bath aesthetic. And so she bought this like $8 drain plug and now the bath doesn't think she's drowning and they just let the water stay up. And it's like the funniest, it's like, it's not like an aspirational item, but like it was such a fun conversation, so fun to talk about.
It.
So the podcast is really kind of started from that elliptical and has turned into like, you know, I want to open the closet doors on everyone I know and be like, please tell me what you're spending your money on.
And the weirder, the better.
The weirder, the better. But like, yeah, the only thing I require is like, you need to be very excited to talk about
it.
Like you need to. I want to hear like why everyone needs a drain plug. And if you can do that successfully, then like, yeah, you're the right guest for the podcast.
I love that. It's not unlike the raise a wand we do at the end of the episode. Cause some episodes were just like, damn, I'm just going to tell you about this TV show. Cause I don't have something. Cause if it's not worthy, it's not worthy. I feel like I've flipped the script now and I'm doing your show with this question. But thinking back over the past year, just to give you some parameters to make it a little bit easier, what are some of your favorite beauty purchases that everybody needs to know about?
So that's a really good question because I feel like—
Thank you. This girl, Caroline, I know, like she inspired it.
It's a good question because I feel like if you had asked this a year ago about— my purchases from like the 2019 calendar year would have been a lot different. I feel like 2020 was like a real overhaul because I didn't really wear a lot of makeup. I you know, I have a skincare routine and I do that. But for me this year, it was kind of like looking for beauty adjacent things that brought me comfort. And a big one that I thought it's kind of funny, but it's like very Do Things Just Bought It is this, it's this head wrap ice mask, like for a jaw. Yeah, I know. So it's for people who, like, when you get your wisdom teeth out and you're like, they're sore.
Yeah.
And you put an ice mask on your face, and that way you don't have to be like holding ice to your face all day. It's like very obvious to me. But because of all the mask wearing, I feel like my chin and my jawline have suffered the most from like a beauty perspective. Like, I break out all the time, or like, my skin gets dry or it gets oily. Like, there's just so much. I don't have anything touching my face usually. And now all of a sudden I put, you know, this huge sheath on my face every time I leave the house. So sometimes as like a soothing thing, I bought this like $10 ice mask that wraps around my head and I look insane wearing it.
I'm like, what do you even Google for that? I really want to know what the Google search was to find this thing.
I think I literally searched like wrap around jaw ice mask. That's the thing is like, if you're willing to get your language together, you can like under the desk elliptical, like where did I come up with that? Like it's the stuff yeah. I didn't think existed. And then I'm like, oh, it exists and I will buy it. So that was a big beauty buy this year. I think very
Congrats.
Specific. Thank you so much for like a very 2020 problem, which is that.
Yeah.
At the end of a day, or if you, you know, like even every time I go out for a walk in my neighborhood, I wear a mask, you know? And like,
yeah.
There's something, like I ice roll and everything, but sometimes you just want like a hands-free moment, you know? Like I just want to be on my phone.
I mean, it sounds delightful to be typing on my computer, but yeah. I still have that vibe.
I wouldn't let anyone photograph you. Like I look crazy. I look like I just came out of the
dentist. When we get offline, I'm going to see if I can convince you for like Instagram.
I'll find. I'll get Dan to take a picture of it. But that was a great one. And I discovered a extremely hydrating, affordable hydrating mask that I love from Olay. It's called the, I think it's like the overnight gel sleep mask. And
okay.
It was because when I moved to California, my skin had a big shock with the change in climate. Like there's a lot of moisture.
I like the theme we're on, like the cooling jelly
yes.
scene.
We're here to like yeah. cool. Well, my skin really did not react well to the dry lack of humidity. Even though I don't like humidity.
See like, that people, LA isn't as great as everybody says.
Honestly, it's true. It's true. I do miss New York all the time. And my face freaked when we got here. Like my skin freaked out.
And this helped?
Oh yeah. It's a mask, but I just use it as like a moisturizer. It's not. I think it has a little bit of a perfume to it. It does not like register with me. So if you're someone that's like super, super sensitive to a smell and everything you use has to be unscented, I don't think this is the product for you. But I've gotten a lot of people on the G Thanks groups on this train. It's like always on sale on Olay. It's like a little jar. I think they sell it at Target too. It's one of their most popular items. It's affordable. It's like $25, but then it's always on sale for like $12. And then if you use like one of those cashback extensions on Chrome, it's like 8. And like, I just like stock up. Like I have 10 I have like a back stock right now.
And you apply it just like you would a moisturizer. You're
yeah. I sleep. Okay. I put it on a little bit in the morning and I put more of it on at night before I go to bed. So I let it like sink. Like I got.
So it's like you're slugging-ish. You know what slugging is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like you're slugging, but like don't have to do the whole greasy slugging.
Yes.
Kind of.
It is my version of slugging.
Look at me trying to be a beauty editor and make it like a one word headline. Yeah.
Caroline
slug without slugging.
Yeah, exactly. I think
that sounds delightful.
It's great. It really helped with like how dry my skin got. The other thing too is like the water is so much harder here. And
I'm
a big showerer and I like every day is hair wash day.
I always forget what harder means. That means more minerals in it.
It means like it's like.
Or
it's
less
like,
minerals.
No, I think it's more.
You're like, whatever it is, it's bad for
it's
me.
It dries you out very quickly.
Okay.
And it dries out your hair. It's like makes your hair like really crunchy. That was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, so there was the Olay mask. There's the Olay mask moisturizer. There's the jaw thing. And then Kristen S. saved me with her at-home toner for platinum
Her
blonde.
Products are so good.
So good. I mean, you can't really tell now, but there was a point where I was platinum. But my hair gets so brassy. My blonde hair gets so brassy. And it was just not an option this past year to, go get the huge process in the room with the other person because we're not supposed to be doing that. So, but like looking at my yellowy kind of blonde hair was like truly bad for my mental health. And I like had to figure out a system.
Jess and I talk about this all the time. Like, have you ever looked at yourself more than you have this year?
No, intimately familiar with my face in a way that I wasn't.
And the yellow tone of
the
your
yellow
hair.
Tone. Yeah. And
so what does this do? Yeah.
Well, as you can tell, I'm very pink. Like I have a really pink undertone. And so I need cool tones everywhere else. So when my hair gets yellowy, I look crazy. Like I look.
Like you look even pinker.
I look sunburned. Like
color theory people.
Yeah, exactly. And if you took a picture of me, everyone would be like next to someone else. Everyone would be like, oh, what's wrong with that girl? Like I look crazy. So Kristen S. makes this at-home toner. It's part of my whole blonde process. I actually put the whole thing on Instagram. I felt like a real tool, but I was like, this is interesting if you have blonde hair because
it was driving me crazy. But I finally came up with this like whole hair routine that I do like twice a month, which is like I mask with like really intense purple shampoo, and they say keep it in for 10 minutes. I sleep with it in. Like I do this whole thing.
Wow, your pillows must love
I use one that doesn't I use one that doesn't stain. I will I will drop all of the you can direct everyone to this.
Oh, I'll put it on our episode recap.
Yeah, Instagram highlight of me doing my hair. But basically the Kristen S toner is like people use it in between salon visits to keep the color intact, because especially if you're a big hair washer and you have platinum hair, which I didn't know when I first did the whole platinum thing, it's like the more you wash it, the less platinum it gets. And so it really helps maintain some of the tone that you went for when you went to dye your hair in the first place. So it helps. It doesn't keep it any blonder. It just keeps it less yellow. And that's all I
get
need.
It.
That is all I want.
And also not super expensive, that brand.
No, so it's like $14. Too. Yeah.
Amazing. Those are good ones.
Yeah. Thank you.
So is there ever, I'm just thinking like, is there ever something where like your people in your Facebook groups or, you know, your community tries to convince you on something and you're like, hell no, that's never going to work. But like it did.
Yes. So
what
again,
is it?
Again with the soothing.
Because I feel like these are the best products.
I didn't realize that I had a theme today, but I really did. So this wasn't
okay,
from—
Okay, soothe us.
Soothe you. This wasn't from the groups, but it was from a guest. Lisa Tazi brought the Biologique Recherche BioKiss lip balm. And she gives me this thing and she's like, this really works. I know it's insane. It's like $90 or $80 or whatever it is. Like way too much for what should be, in my opinion, 11 cents. And she's like, trust me on it. And I swear it was like, it's the best thing.
Okay.
It's the best.
Is it good enough that you've repurchased it on your own dime?
I bought it. I bought
it
again.
She's nodding.
I bought it again, but I will tell you.
That is the ultimate, like.
I will tell you guys, it's a big guns product and I have to be big guns dry to use it. Like
I have products like that, like they just stay in the thing and I'm like, is today a day for it?
Yeah.
Like, do I, like, and I do the math in my head, like, is anybody going to see me? Is it worth it to use it? Yeah.
And if I'm at home, I really can. And I am at home. I can rub Vaseline all over my lips and only my husband will be super, super attracted to me. But I rebought it and I was like, this is like real pep talk being like, Caroline, like, this is not your everyday lip balm. Like, you do not bring this with you in your bag. Like, I keep it on my shelf and I bring it out when I need it. So I'm still on that one. I still am on that little container, especially because I just haven't, you know, we don't really like move around the world that much anymore. But but when you do the math on a thing like that, like how many times have you bought—
Cost per wear,
Yeah, cost per wear, I mean, amortizing the cost of a lip balm or whatever. But like, you do kind of realize that like, I've definitely spent $90 on lip balm in the form of like $10 lip balms.
That didn't last
or work. So
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just a really smart shopper. No, but I really do love it. But I was very anti it when she gave it to me. I was like, Lisa, I will accept this because it's a gift, but like, you're insane. This
here
is
you
insane.
Are.
I will never tell anyone to buy it.
Not on just your podcast, but on somebody else's podcast passing along the knowledge.
I was like, I will never recommend this to anyone. And then all of a sudden it worked. And I was like, shit, she was right. It really worked. But it's when you are, you know, when you get the like red under your nose. I mean, like it is when you are chapped. And it's a face balm.
Yeah, we overuse the word chapped.
Yes.
Like sometimes your lips are just dry, but you're talking like chapped.
I'm talking about chapped, bleeding, like you've blown your nose all day long. You're in pain.
The fancy French shit is gonna.
Yes. And you can also put, it's not just for your lips. You can put it on your face. You can put it on dry parts of your skin. I mean, it's really, I mean, I know. I thought this is crazy to me that a year later I'm like singing the praises of the $90 lip balm, but I really thought I was gonna be like, you're fucking kidding. Like it's a dupe, you know, here's a dupe for it. That's $3. But here I am. There's nothing.
And
like
she
it.
Is not hashtag spawned by Biologique Recherche.
No, I wish. Biologique Recherche, call me. I will do it.
This leads us perfectly to what we're going to talk about on the other side of the commercials, which is viral products, like things that just like get that going. So thank you for sharing. I'll meet you on the other side and we'll chat about viral products.
See you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. I feel like we just made the Biologique Recherche lip balm go viral.
I hope so.
I don't know. But actually, this is something that plays into what I want to talk about. Like, cost definitely has something to do with the virality of a product, doesn't it? So the reason I was thinking about this is, you know what actually got this going in my head was the Revlon one. I think it's the Revlon one step.
Yeah, the Revlon one step volumizer and hair dryer.
Yeah. So last year, or actually it was like maybe 2 years ago when I first started hearing about this from like beauty editor friends, the things that like usually beauty editors talk about amongst themselves are like Vintner's Daughter, Augustin Nussbaum. But there was this like weird Revlon tool. And I don't know how it just started surfacing and rising. And then you go in the Amazon reviews and it's getting like the 5-star. Mm-hmm. So, and then I know you talked about it. Mm-hmm. You were like obsessed with it, right?
Yeah, it was a item on the show. And Vogue ended up writing about it because after it was an item on the show, it ended up going really, really viral after that. And Vogue, like, I would never really like brag about this, but it was so amazing to me. But Vogue like recognized it as like it went viral after being on GThanks. So I was like really excited. I hold that close to my heart. But yeah, it was a big one.
We will give you that.
Thank you so much.
And this is the thing, like I didn't even know. I've seen people do stories where they try and trace back to like patient zero.
Sure.
Or purchaser zero? Who should we call that?
Sure, purchaser like, zero, buyer zero.
Where did this come from? Like there wasn't a huge marketing budget behind it. Sometimes it's a celebrity, obviously, and now you can do that. But like the coolest things for me are the ones that aren't the celebrity, right?
Yes. Like, I mean, that's like what makes a true viral product. So I think you're thinking of like a few different things at play.
Tell me what you think of as the viral product.
I think affordability, accessibility, and like just a thing that actually works. Marketing budgets can't make something viral if there's like a big barrier to entry, you know. Like,
but that, so wait, the Revlon tool though. Then I have to ask because to me, that's not like a simple thing. Like everybody knows how to use a blush.
Sure.
You know, it takes a skill set a little bit.
A little bit, but it also actually, I think it looks scarier and harder than it actually is.
Can you like, just describe what that is, by the way, before I move?
Yeah, so basically the Revlon is, imagine you had a hair dryer, you know when you like have your round brush and your hair dryer. Imagine the two of them love each other very much and they make a baby, and that's what this is. It's like a round brush hair dryer. It does not spin, it doesn't suck your hair around, but it like lets you, like you can hold it to the top of your head, pull down, then like swoop it out, and you'll get like a little bit of a curl. And then as you get more comfortable, you can start doing some, like you'll look at a YouTube tutorial and they'll teach you how to, you know, do a little curl or do like a little flippy or whatever.
But it's not like a beach waver Dyson Airwrap where you have to have like a skill going in because it's going to like spin or you're going to have to move your wrist a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, and it is usually $60 and it's often on sale for anywhere between $30 and $55. And it's like, so there's an affordability to that, but it also solves a big problem, which is that like blow drying your own hair, giving yourself like a decent looking blowout is often difficult. But also I've never mastered round brush and hair dryer. Like
solves like a problem that
it does. Yeah. Yeah. And my limbs just do not work in that way. Like that's just too much. You're asking too much of me to try to do a round brush.
I think you have
brush.
The new Revlon ad copy right there. Do your limbs not work in that way?
Do you have trouble getting your brain to fire out to your arms to get your hair going?
Does the reflection in the mirror confuse you?
Yeah. I'm always like, what?
Like, you think you're going to go backwards towards away from you, yep. But all of a sudden your hand's coming towards the mirror and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's like when I'm at SoulCycle and they're like, we're going on the left foot. And I'm like, yeah, but that's your right foot. But they're doing the left.
Because I overthink everything on that.
Of course.
Realm. Yeah.
But I think the thing that really blew up the Revlon, at least with the G-Thanks listeners, and we were definitely not buyer zero, but I think we were one of the first to make the comparison that the Dyson Airwrap had just sort of hit the market. It's, you know, $570 or whatever. And
yeah.
And if you think I didn't buy one immediately, you'd be wrong. I do have one. But the Revlon, and it was, I'm glad I bought it, but I care about my hair a lot. Like if you don't care about your hair, you don't need one. But the Revlon, my guest, Madison Malone Kircher at New York Magazine came and she was like, this is sort of like a dupe. Like if you're looking for like this one particular
the dupe
style that the Revlon, one of the Revlon paddle brushes that you can attach to the machine, the Dyson paddle brushes that you can attach to the Airwrap can do, you know, the Revlon will do it for $30.
The thing that you said, the dupe part of it, I think is actually really interesting because there's this pair of overalls that you guys have talked about on your episode that I actually haven't dug into this quite a lot, but I know that you guys call them the Garden Witch overalls.
Yes.
The brand name is, I can't even pronounce it, Gihou?
I think it's Gihou, and it's
Gihou?
From...
Gihou.
It's from Amazon.
And when I saw them, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel like Caroline, because these must be like Rachel Comey or Ula Johnson. I thought they were like that cool, like Bird Brooklyn, this like, you know, this...
Yeah, like a linen Eileen Fisher moment.
And then the price was not that.
No, that's like $20.
Do you think that, because would you call that a viral product yet? Because I feel like it is.
I think for the G-Thanks Just Bought It community, it definitely was.
And now the
was.
Fat Mascara Fam.
And now the Fat Mascara Fam. I think it definitely was. I think there were like a few, I mean, yeah, you have accessibility, Amazon. I mean, look, like, we've talked about this so many times on the show, but because, you know, new listeners or whatever, like, we always go back and forth about Amazon. You know, a Rachel Comey, a Eileen Fisher, like wonderful, great brands, a lot of clothing, like ethically, sustainably made, not size inclusive or not, unfortunately, socioeconomically inclusive. Like not everyone can afford a 495 pair of linen, you know, overalls just to wear them a few times and like feel cool and fashionable. It's just like not in everyone's.
I'm sorry, I'm buying those and I will wear them all of the time, but
so,
go on.
Like, you know, the Amazon ones are sized pretty generously. Like, I think they fit they definitely don't fit everybody, but they fit a wider range than you might find in like a store or on a designer.
That's something else to the viral thing. It has to be like inclusive.
Yes.
Like it's for everyone.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the same with the, you know, the Amazon coat, which was like a big thing. Like that was, you know, the dupe for a Canadian goose or, you know, like a Marmont jacket. And also I think people like to be part of like a moment, you know, whenever, you know, it's silly because we're all adults and our brains are fully formed and we know that like we don't need everything that everyone has, like in seventh grade going home and be like, Mom, everyone has Mavi jeans. I need Mavi jeans, Mom. And
mom's like,
no.
Yeah, I wore those 20 years ago. Yeah. I still have a pair.
My mom's like, hi, you're still growing. I'm not paying $85 for a pair of jeans that in 3 months will not
fit. Do you remember when
I
remember when the denim explosion happened and all of a sudden like you couldn't find jeans for under $100. And this was like, what, 25 years ago when that was expensive?
Like 98, 99
like the seven jeans.
Yes.
Seven for all mankind. The low rise, like under my vagina jeans. Like truly.
And then a little flare. Yeah, and so that your Steve Madden shoes.
Yeah, with your little platforms. I know. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, nope, absolutely not. And I think we saw that with the Amazon coat, which is an interesting one because unlike a hairdryer, you don't, I mean, you can say, oh, wow, her hair looks good. And you can ask a question on how she got her hair to look that good. But like the Amazon coat is very, it's out there. You're wearing it in public. So like that was kind of fun for, I mean, I had someone stop me. I had a man.
Oh, you got the Amazon coat.
Oh, yeah, okay. I bought the Amazon coat when I lived in New York. I gave it to my friend when I moved to LA because I guess I didn't need like a down jacket in Los Angeles. But I got it in like the fall of 2018. And I walked outside once and I was on my stoop and like a man my father's age was like, can I ask you where you got your coat? That's a great coat.
Okay.
Like, and I was like, it's the Amazon coat, sir. I was like, read New York Magazine because, you know, the cut had just done something big. Yeah. And that's where I saw it. I was late to the Amazon coat.
Is there anything right now that has been rising in your radar as like, oh, this shit's going to go viral?
That's a great question. I don't know because I feel like everyone is living so differently than they normally would have. And I think it's like, sure, tie-dye lounging sweats, which I'm actually wearing right now. Like,
that's a trend. Yeah.
That's a trend. Yeah. I think viral.
I was thinking this Maybelline mascara that I've been like, it started because of TikTok, which is now the new thing that like is the trigger.
I know.
For, you know, a certain age of people. But I am wary of that because there's marketing always behind it for me. Like either some brand started out with like a song challenge or it was like a sort of celebrity on TikTok, like a TikTok worthy celebrity said it. Or Hiram with his, what the freak is his skincare? CeraVe that he loves so much.
Yeah. CeraVe,
and
right.
To me, that's not quite the same because—
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe the Maybelline one doesn't count then because that's—
Well, I think the Maybelline one counts, but it's like—
Sky High is the mascara, viral, by the way. I think I forgot to say
viral
the name.
Starts at home. You know, like it kind of like, you know, Amazon coat came from like— I'm like my friend Amina, like I was in her house and it got delivered to her while I was at her apartment.
Yes.
She was showing me it and then I immediately bought it. Like that's sort of what you're looking for. Like something going viral.
Personal
on the
personal connection.
It's a personal connection and like the whisper network of things. And because, you know, viral almost has two different definitions in that way. You know, viral, if something goes on TikTok, like if something gets presented by a TikTok star who already has 5 million followers, then like no matter what it is, it would already go viral.
Yeah, it's like bubbling downwards where the virality is like, it bubbles up from the plebeians.
Exactly. Like the Amazon coat is like, I kind of think of viral as like if you're wearing it and someone, like the guy who came up to me or like being on the subway, and I'm sure this has happened to a number of people who have it, like, is that the Amazon coat? Like, oh my God, do you have, like, I love the idea of someone being like, and how does it fit? Like, what size did you get? Did you size up? Did you size down? Like, should I get, you know, that's sort of where that comes from. But I think like if your friends are talking about the mascara and you're like telling your friends about it, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Maybe you learned about it on TikTok, but I think just because a TikToker, and I know you know this, but I feel that just because a TikToker does something, I don't think they earn the—
Yes.
The right to be like, they made something go viral. Like if Gwyneth Paltrow does something, like she already has a platform.
Right.
Like virality has to come from like sort of this untraceable place of just like people telling other people about something.
Yeah, I love when that happens. And to be honest, that mascara was not for me, but I'm very picky about mascara. So
what's your favorite mascara?
If I had to pick one favorite, I would say Kevin Aucoin, The Volume. Which is because I need a tubing mascara because I have like deep set eyes and everything smudges on me. But honestly, if you Caroline, if you go to Japan, every mascara is great.
I'm on my way there after this recording, actually.
No, drugstore mascaras there, a lot of them are tubing. And the last guest co-host we had on was talking about how with certain shapes of lashes and eyes, like a straighter lash, you need a tubing mascara to not smudge. So that's my go-to. I don't know if that'll ever go viral, though.
I need to find a good mascara.
All right, we'll solve that for you in the next segment. We're going to raise a wand. Are you ready to do it?
I am.
It is time to raise a wand. So this is our listener, Spruha. Take it away, Spruha.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Spruha from Baltimore, Maryland. And my Raise a Wand is the CeraVe Vitamin C Serum. It's this amazing 10% L-ascorbic serum that's also filled with ceramides and cholesterol and fatty acids. So it's lovely in the winter. I also wanted to support Paige's Raise a Wand from a few episodes ago for the NYX Epic Ink Liner. And I wanted to add to what she said that I've been using the same liner for 2 years now, and the tip has not dried out even once. It's amazing. Love your podcast. Thank you.
Okay, two wands. I'm going to allow it. The second one is sort of a raise a wand to a raise a wand, which is a little meta, but I like it. If you guys want to share your own raise a wands with us, you know what to do. You can email us a voice memo file or an audio file. It's info@fatmascara.com, or give us a call. I don't know, maybe I'll pick up. I'm kind of in the mood to just chat with people. I haven't been very social lately, so call us 646-481-8182. Leave a voicemail with the product that you love. Okay, now we turn it over to you, my guest co-host, Caroline. What would you like to raise a wand to?
I'm raising a wand to Olaplex number 6 Bond Smoother, the leave-in styling cream that reduces frizz, nourishes, and protects your hair.
And she's not reading the label.
I don't have it, right? I literally have it in my hand. I love this stuff so much. I cannot live without it. And it has truly been a savior in the last year of absolutely doing no professional. I feel like I keep coming back to my hair, but it means a lot to me. And it really has saved my hair this year.
That's not the bond builder that you would get in the salon. I use this at home to style with.
Mm-hmm. So Olaplex has, I believe now, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And 4 and 5 are the conditioner, the shampoo and the conditioner. And 3 is the bond leave-in that you put in for 10 minutes before you do your conditioner and
right.
your shampoo. Unpopular opinion, I don't find that that does anything for me.
Honestly, when I first wrote about it, I was like, that's not the thing with the special sulfur rebonding, whatever. It's just like they're selling another product to sell another product.
Yeah, I don't.
But 6 is not that, you're
six
saying.
6 is when your hair is about, when you get most of the water, like the actual water out of your hair after you've showered, and your hair is like that really nice, like damp, like you can't squeeze any water out of it, but it's still pretty wet.
Yes.
Does everyone love my description of this? That is when you put...
You didn't use the word moist yet, yeah, so we don't love it
a
lot.
And I will not, so I will not. That is when you use the number 6. It is a small... So it comes in a small 3.3 fluid ounce bottle, but you only need a dime size. I use a little bit more because I have very, very thick hair. Like you... rub it in your hands, and then you just sort of like comb it through your hair. And then you sort of just, I pay attention to the ends more. And then you brush it through, and I think it makes it easier to dry. It doesn't make your hair frizzy, or like it just feels really smooth. It smells really good. I feel like it keeps my hair together, especially after processing it as much as I have. I feel like my biggest fear was to get like hay hair, you know, like really crunchy, blonde.
It does not do that.
And it could have happened, you know, without professional maintenance, it really could have happened this year. And this is the thing that truly the bond smoother bonds my hair together.
Number six.
That I think is like the sleeper cell of Olaplex. I think people really pay attention to number 3, and it doesn't work for me. And I think it works for a lot of people, but number 6 is it for me.
Oh, I love that.
I raise a wand.
I'm going to go crazy and not raise a wand to a beauty product.
Wow, okay.
And I'm going to raise a wand to one of those. I think it's probably expensive. I didn't check the price because it was a gift, but I have been loving them.
Mm-hmm.
I got for Hanukkah the Brother Vellus Cloud Socks. I should probably look up the price right now while we're talking so that like, okay, $35.
Yeah,
all right.
Fine.
That's a nice gift from my husband. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I did not know about these. Also, how does he know about like a cool viral product?
That's
very
cool.
Impressive. So I think the name is a big part of, like, just knowing when he presented them to me, he's like, these are the cloud socks. First of all, I asked for socks, people. So this was not, like, a gift that, like, he gave you socks.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. Yeah. I love new socks because you never want to buy them for yourself.
Ever.
Like, you're like, I'm not going to spend $8 or $35.
No, my husband's the same. I always get him socks.
And no one's ever disappointed. No. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. And he said, these are the cloud socks. And I was like, okay, now I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. And truly, they are those 80 socks that we used to have where, like, if you were going roller skating, there was enough fabric that over the top of the roller skate, you could get a little bunchy. You could do a double pair,
yep.
One on top of the other. The scrunch factor is great. The softness factor is amazing. You truly feel like you're putting your freaking feet in little clouds. The other thing that's cool about them is they're not so thick that, like, the shoe feels weird wearing it. Like, the thickness is kind of around your ankle. So you're still getting, like, foot warmth, but your shoes aren't too tight, if that makes sense.
These are so—
I feel like a stock selling point.
Cute, yes. And I'm looking at pictures of them right now. They're so cute and so many colors.
Yeah, I have red ones, and they just cheer me up. I don't know, when I put them on and wear them around the house.
These are so cute. Now, can I ask you a question? And maybe, like,
yes.
I don't want to, like, out myself as, like, oh, maybe her house is just dirty. It's not. My house is very clean. But, like, you know sometimes when you wear socks, and it's, like, you wear them kind of like, do you wear them, like, as a slipper around your house?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked about this.
Yeah.
So, since we got a dog, we've become a no-shoe household.
Okay.
Because he already tracks in dirt. And then so many of my friends, I was going to their house and having to take off my shoes at the door. And everywhere I've traveled in the world, people, like, in Europe, our stepson lives in Germany. Nobody in Germany wears shoes inside the house. And the more you think about it, the more ridiculous it seems. Like, why would you track in whatever you just had out on the dirty streets?
You know, it's a real, like, white people American thing that we wear shoes in the house. Like, everyone else thinks we're disgusting, and they're right.
I mean, like, and all my friends growing up that weren't white, actually, now you think about it, had, like, these beautiful little, like, shoe organizers right at the door. So we've since gotten one of those.
Yep.
And it has changed a lot. However, I have shitty feet. I have neuromas. By the time this comes out, I will have just had foot surgery on them. I wear house Birkenstocks.
Nice.
So I have my outdoor Birkenstocks and I have my house Birkenstocks.
Oh, I love that. That's great. That's so a great cloud thing.
Yeah, because I don't, like, a slipper doesn't give me enough support, whatever.
Yeah.
So the cloud sock with the Birkenstock is, like,
that's
my go-to house shoe. Good Lord, did I just turn into everybody's, like, 60-something-year-old
no,
aunt?
No, I love that. I mean, look, this everything's about comfort. That sounds great. Like, that sounds
this
really
goes back
great.
To bring it full circle, I like what you did there. Like, you started out with, like, the cooling mask and, like, the cuddly ice thing for my face.
Yes.
2021, like, this is,
it's
we're still
truly,
in it.
It's just about, like, keeping yourself comfortable at an affordable price. But
I mean, 35 is a bit much for a pair of socks, but I'll tell you, they will bring you joy when you put them on your feet.
I think that's, I mean, if there are socks that like, last, again, how many times do you spend, I mean, how much do you spend, how many times do you spend $10 on, like, a pair of socks that then go missing?
Oh, and then there's a
If I got the cloud socks, I would always know where they were because I would care. Like, you would never, like, let one of the cloud socks just go. Meanwhile, like, half of the socks in my drawer are just but one.
Where's its best friend?
Yeah, there's
its
no partner for them. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, you're like,
also, to be fair, the cloud socks are pretty big, so it's hard to lose one.
Yeah, especially if they're red. I feel like they, but, like, I feel like I would, you know, the price on an item like a cloud sock would up the attention I would pay to caring about it. Like, I feel like they might even go into a different drawer than my regular socks. Like, I would put them with my shirts. You know what I mean? Like, I just, it would be, like, a thing that I would do to take care of them. Because I would be, like, how mad would you be if you lost one of the socks and you had to rebuy a $35
Well, Caroline, I don't go anywhere anymore, so. Right.
Which would make losing it feel
actually,
even worse.
No, I think about things that I've left in hotel rooms over the years.
Yes.
And, like, this is, like, a thing that I will take care of. So I think that's worthy of raising a wand, don't you?
Yeah, raise a wand to those socks. Raise a sock.
And to your Olaplex number 6.
I love that.
This was so fun. You are such a doll. Thank you so much for coming
and
being my co-host.
Thank you for having me. This was such an honor, and
I hope our listener families, like, find each other because I feel like they'd really get along.
Good overlap there. Yeah, please come. Fat Mascara fam, come over. Join the G-Thanks fam. We're all but one.
Yeah.
I love
all right,
it.
Guys. Get your beauty sleep. I will see you, or we will hear each other, or I'll talk at you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.